This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. More than 3,000 children lost a parent in the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Most of the children are adults now, but some were so young back then, they have little or no memory of the parent they lost. Jackson Fife is 16 years old now. He feels the loss of his father even still. He finds relief from his grief in a big hunk of clay. Words haven't always come easily for Jackson, especially words about his dad. Carlton Fife was a passenger on American Airlines Flight 11 out of Boston's Logan Airport. That was the first flight terrorists flew into the World Trade Center. Jackson was 18 months old. Now he's a junior at Newton South High School. We met up with him in his favorite place, a corner of the art room. He puts the gray ball of clay he's slapped and pounded soft onto a pottery wheel. He spins the wheel and starts molding a vase.
I like the fact that I can take something from Earth and I can turn it into a piece of art.
Is there a link between September 11th and your loss and what you're doing right now?
It helps deal with a lot of stress and anxiety. When you're on the wheel, you really can't think about anything else other than what you're making. If you're sad or anxious or anything, you just tend to forget about it and you're able to channel your emotions into a piece of art.
Jackson's mom is Haven Fife Kiernan. She watches him from the side with pride. She remembers how, even as a toddler, Jackson knew something was wrong on 9/11 and in the aftermath.
Because he was pre-verbal and didn't have any language to express how he was feeling about where's my dad, what happened to my dad, why are you crying, why are there so many people in the house. It came out as behavior, and it came out as a lot of tantrums, night terrors, inability to be left with strangers, so overnight changes.
The day before Fife Kiernan's husband died on the flight, she found out she was pregnant. When the baby was born, that meant more adjustments for Jackson. Grief is part of Fife Kiernan's professional life. She's a social worker in Newton. At the counseling center that she owns, she runs expressive therapy programs that use music, dance, yoga, and art. For years, she worried that her son Jackson wasn't talking about his loss. He was depressed and anxious. Talk therapy wasn't his thing. It turned out creating art was.
Jackson started with glass, which involves really hot fire. And he had a lot of fiery feelings growing up. And the heat of the glass was a great way for him to channel into the fire of the emotions and then make something beautiful out of it.
Fife Kiernan has counseled some people who lost a parent on 9/11, and she knows others socially. Watching them over the years has been heartening.
It has been amazing to watch these kids grow up and flourish into unbelievable people, unbelievable adults. And, you know, there is something to be said about having endured a trauma or a loss at an early age and really what that can manifest into in terms of strengths and life perspective and patience and creativity and following a dream.
Two of those young adults are 18-year-old Carly Gordonstein of Sudbury and 20-year-old Anna Sweeney of Boxborough. When they get together, they laugh easily.
That's really funny.
15 years ago this weekend, both lost their mothers. They were on American Airlines Flight 11, the same flight Jackson's father was on. Anna's mother was flight attendant Madeline Amy Sweeney. She was one of the two crew members who calmly phoned airline workers on the ground to tell them about the men who'd forced their way into the cockpit and were commandeering the plane. Anna was 5 years old then. Carly's mom, Lisa Gordonstein, was a passenger.
I don't have many memories. I think I have, like, one.
Carly was 3.
My mom used to travel to Hong Kong a lot for work. She came back with a giant cookie, and I think
Carly and Anna formed a bond as kids. They used to attend a camp for 1 week each summer in Western Mass. It was for children who lost a parent on 9/11.
It's just that weird feeling of you have so much pain and grief over someone that you can barely remember, and we kind of all have that same experience.
I have memories, but obviously it's only 5, so they're not, like, very detailed memories. They're just short little things that I remember that I just, like, carry with me still.
My best friends in the world are kids that I met who had also lost parents in 9/11. Some of the best times that I've had are with them. And just that sense of great things can come out of it.
We spoke with Carly and Anna at Anna's family home in Boxborough. In high school, and even before, the two felt bombarded by the images of 9/11, especially on the anniversary.
So then you feel like you kind of have to talk about it and be thinking about it, even if it's not what you want to be doing.
It even happened in civics class. It would be right there in the textbooks. Carly remembers how other kids would turn around and look at her. It helps Carly to think of the tragedy of 9/11 as one event and the death of her mom as another.
Where I try to view it a little bit more analytically, or intellectually, rather than my mom dying. I try to separate that from 9/11, as in her life, and then the event that kind of ended it, that was 2 minutes of her life. So I don't know, it doesn't really register to me as emotional as something else might.
As for Anna, for many years, she didn't want to know exactly what happened to her mother on 9/11. There's an award for civilian bravery given in her mother's name at the Massachusetts State House every year. Anna even speaks at the event. Finally, when she turned 12 or 13 years old, she started to read the old newspaper clippings.
When I was talking to my dad about it a few years ago, and other people in my family, they said that what she did, like, isn't out of character for who she was. Just putting others before herself was just something she always did.
How do you think this event has shaped you?
It has definitely kind of formed what I want to do with my life. I'm studying political science and Arabic because I want to go into some sort of homeland security or counter defense.
As Carly begins those studies at UMass, she says 9/11 and her personal loss have given her perspective.
It's just kind of given me more empathy for other people who are going through the same things in different regions of the world. It's kind of connects you in that way. It just gives me a stronger resolve to want to do something.
She even went to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, with her father in July to observe pre-trial proceedings for the men accused of plotting the September 11th attacks.
I was staring at Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's the mastermind of 9/11, and seeing them, they were laughing and talking with each other. It was a very strange experience.
Anna also hopes to get her chance to go watch one day. It's all part of the evolution. Carly's father has remarried. She calls that woman Mom.
I've gained a great family, and it's never been a divided thing, in my mind, at least.
Anna is starting her third year at Northeastern. She's also studying political science and criminal justice. She likes to pick up and travel the world just as her mom, the flight attendant, did.
It's just made me a very independent person, and it's obviously shaped who I am now.
So this one I'm going to use a wooden rib to sort of press it into the shape I want.
Jackson Fife's mother remarried. His new dad adopted him. Jackson finds that making pottery is his meditation and his joy. He even sells his wares online. He says he likes seeing how his pottery is an extension of what he's feeling.
If my pieces come out really thick, that can be a time when I was shaking and anxious about something. But other times, being anxious is a good thing because you can get cool patterns from your body shaking.
He dreams of having his own studio and gallery someday.
Well, there's a hole in the side now.
Jackson notices that the vase he's making at the time has a gaping hole in it when he's almost done.
Right here. I didn't notice that. I don't know.
So he smushes it back into a glob of clay and calmly starts fresh. His mom says it's all part of letting go and starting over.